I disagree, Renata Vella said. Granted, they could build fleets of ships and hundreds of thousands of nukes, probably antimatter too, but they're not that much further advanced than us. I still maintain the energy required to destroy a planet is beyond this level of technology. I was just thinking of the alchemist, Dione said to Tranquility. She was almost afraid to mention it in case Lyria could interpret the thought. What was it? Captain Kana said. One idea in a lifetime is all it takes. The Lamil might not have had the initial physical resources, but what about the mental potential of a planetary mind devoted to weapons design? The possibility is an alarming one, Tranquility agreed. But why would they turn it on themselves? Good question. Even if they built a weapon, why would they turn it on themselves? The group regarded her with puzzled faces, a child innocently flooring adult logic with a simple question. Then Renato Vella smiled suddenly. We've been assuming it was destroyed. How about if they just moved it instead? Kempster Getchell chuckled. Oh, my boy, what a wonderful notion! I bet it would require less energy than obliteration. Good point, yes. And we've seen they can build massive space structures. We are evading the point, Parker Higgins said sternly. We believe this reality dysfunction, whatever it is behind both the removal of the Lamil planet and the suicide of the space homes. Our priority now has to be to establish what it was and if it still exists. If the planet was moved, then the reality dysfunction is still around, Renato Vella said, refusing to be deflected. It is wherever the planet is. Yes, but what is it? Oskai Katsura asked with some asperity. It seems to be many things, some kind of mental plague and a weapon system at the same time. Oh, shit, Ione said out loud, as she and Tranquility made the connection simultaneously. Latham's energy virus. Tranquility allowed the group to access the report from Dr. Gilmore through the hall's communication net processors, giving the images direct to Lyria via affinity. My God, Parker Higgins said, the similarities are startling. Similarities, hell, Kempster half-shouted. That fucker's come back. The director flinched at the astronomer's coarse anger. We can't be sure. I'm sorry, Parker, but I cannot in all sincerity consider this to be a coincidence, Ione told him. I concur, Lyria said. The Confederation, especially the First Admiral, must be informed immediately, Ione said. That goes without question. The Navy must understand that they are not facing Latin himself, but something far more serious. Parker, you will act as my representative in this matter. You have both the authority and knowledge necessary to convey the severity of this reality dysfunction to the First Admiral. He looked shocked at first, then bowed. Yes, ma'am. Oskai, prepare copies of every Lamil memory we have. The rest of you put down what observations you can for the Navy staff, whatever you think may help. Tranquility is recalling one of the patrol Blackhawks now. It will be ready to leave for Avon in an hour. I will ask the Confederation Navy Office to provide an officer to escort you, Parker, so you'd better get ready. Time is important here. Yes, ma'am. Ione Saldana, I also request a Black Hawk to convey one of my colleagues home to Jobis, Lyria said. I judge these events to be of sufficient portent to warrant informing my race. Yes, of course. She was aware of Tranquility summoning a second armed Black Hawk back to the docking ledges, even as she acknowledged the Kind's request. All the remaining resident Black Hawks would have to be conscripted for patrol duties now, she thought tersely, probably the independent traders too. Then a stray thought struck. Lyria, did the Kind ever hear the Skyhaven star song? Yes. The finality of the tone stopped Ione from inquiring further. But only for now, she promised herself. I've had enough of this mystic superiority crap they keep peddling. Kempster, that red mist over Unimeron's southern continent, was that a part of the reality dysfunction, do you think? There's no mention of it being present on Lalonde. Its nature would suggest so, Kempster said. I can't see that it's a natural phenomenon, not even on that planet. Possibly a secondary effect, a byproduct of the interaction with the Unimeron's life essence, but definitely connected. Wouldn't you agree, lad? Renato Vella had been lost in deep contemplation ever since he accessed Dr. Gilmore's report. Now he nodded briefly.